This is Chris with IMPN Worldwide Radio on the line with episode 14. First and foremost, I want to be very thankful for this episode. This is prelude to an event that I've been working on for the last couple of months called Dreams Come True. It's actually next Sunday, September 12th. It's going to be in Atlanta at Via Restaurant. You can go to Via Restaurant at viarestaurant.net and check out the venue. It's in beautiful Buckhead, Atlanta, at the bottom of the Eclipse Condominium. The event will start at 8 p.m. and run till 12 midnight. It's a networking event in which I have a lot of industry professionals, models, actresses, different people that, you know, the general public definitely would, you know, want to see. You know, these are people who are leading the industries in their respective fields, and then also new talent that you either have or have not heard of before. It's an opportunity to get to see them, maybe on the potential of their big break. There's some of them who are already working on some projects that you're going to see in 2010 and going into 2011 in film and television, fashion, and different things of that nature. So I'm pretty excited about it. I've been working really hard. The ladies have been working really hard, really proud of them. So looking forward to it. So again, visit. If anything, make sure you write this down. I'm going to give out the website as far as where all the information is. You're going to go to www.imtmworldwide.com, and you'll look under events. There is a model call. The model call is from 6 to 8 o'clock. You have to submit. That information is also on the website under castings. Tonight I'm hoping to have some of the guest sponsors and talent call into the show. I also have a topic to discuss. There's been a lot of stuff happening lately. It's been kind of strange that it's happening all at one time, but it's something to where I'm going to have to talk about it eventually. Part of it is, do you have to experience bad things to learn the lesson? You know, there's many people who learn lessons through different avenues and things of that nature, but do you forcefully have to put yourself in a situation just to say, okay, now I'll learn my lesson? Or can you look at previous examples and not do it at all? So I'm gonna bring that up as the night progresses, and also bring that up to any of the callers that might call in, whether it be, you know, somebody I know or don't know. I'm gonna ask the question, see what you have to say about it. Also have some new music from the group Flying Without Wings. I have a couple of tracks that I've played in the past, but whoever might call in tonight might have not have heard of it before. Flying Without Wings is a group based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they are actually in the process of moving to Los Angeles. Actually, one half of the group, Ironic, is already out there. The other half, VC, he's going to be there, I think, at the bottom of this month, actually. But I'm going to be playing a few of their tracks as the night progresses as well. What I'm going to do now is actually kind of talk about the topic of the day, of the hour, I should say. Certain things have transgressed, is the only word I can kind of use, to where actions have been made by certain people that I know, and those actions are really detrimental to a lot of different people, not just to themselves, but the people that know of them, people that they propose to work with, and things of that nature. And the thing that is that it could lead to just bad things overall. And whether it be something that you experience in school, something you experience at work, or you see others experience things, either on a business or business professional or personal level, it's a matter of if you see something happen to someone else or you see a chain of events occur with someone, do you really need to, you know, say, okay, well, I'm somebody who I just need to learn it for myself. And I've actually had that said to me before a few times in the past, and it kind of was strange even then, but now it's a matter of, it's like in front of my face to where seriously people are like wanting to be in a bad situation. They want to create a dramatic situation on the premise of this is going to make me stronger. I don't agree with that. I say that, you know, rather than do those things to where sometimes it could potentially harm you physically, definitely emotionally, mentally, heck, even financially, I don't see the benefit of putting yourself in that kind of a situation, especially if it's something that you can't get out of. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you can't change it. You can't go back in time. You know, lately I've been joking about, you know, hot tub time machine. You know, it's things that you just can't take back once it occurs. And it goes with you everywhere you go. And for me, because of the stuff that I, you know, help people do, that's a big deal, because that also can prevent you from doing things that you do want to do. And if you don't realize that at an early enough, you know, period, you know, you might as well just kind of stop while you're ahead. Because really, you know, if you do it once, you're probably going to do it again and again and again. And, you know, people see that, and people are not going to want to do anything with you. Again, even if it's on a professional level or if it's on an entertainment level, you know, let's just say. So hopefully I'll have a few people definitely call in and chat about that. What I do also want to do, actually, is draw people attention to some of my other pages, because right now I am waiting on a couple of people to call in. You can visit the website, of course, www.imtmworldwide.com. And there you can actually get to see testimonies, you get to see video, you get to see pictures, of course. You know, you go to the page and you'll see the model album page, where you'll see individual images of each talent that I get to work with. You can go to the actresses page and you will see some video, some footage of some of the actresses, of work that they've done, work that they've participated in. So that way you can kind of get an idea of who they are. You can go to testimonies, where you'll see basically stories about the talent, some of their accomplishments, some of their things that they're really proud of, some of the things that have gotten them excited as far as, you know, pursuing some of the things that they want to do with themselves. You can also look at events, events where either I myself or others have participated in something where travel was involved. You can also check out castings, where I'll post information about certain things. Jador Magazine had a casting a few months ago in Memphis, Tennessee. I posted that for them. I myself have standing castings in L.A. and New York going on, which I actually have something to say about L.A. At the bottom of the hour. So there's just a lot of information there that people can take a look at, check out. Review about the company, about talent. Of course, you can go there, you know, click on the Contact Us button to get my information as far as how to contact me, booking information, what you'll need to send if you have an interest in a particular talent. I'm a paperwork kind of person, so you have to have details so that way I can approach the talent professionally in regards to what your intentions are. I just think that's fair, because that's how everybody else does it. Also on the website, you have links of many of the companies that I deal with. And, of course, you have all the sponsors of Dreams Come True. Again, Dreams Come True next Sunday, September 12th, 8 to 12 a.m. You'll see the pages of Music Pro Entertainment, Coco Creations, Jose Cuervo Platino, MVH Images out of New York, Jasmine Design and Photography out of Southwest Florida. Who else is on there? There's just a lot of different people on there that, like I say, I've decided to create relationships with. I've worked with all of them and look to work with some of them. I haven't gotten to work with MVH Images yet in New York, but I definitely will. She's someone, she has great work. If you go to my site and click on her page, you'll see her her portfolio, and it's dynamite. She just uploaded some pictures lately. They're really, really, really good. Oh, yeah, that's right. Graffiti Clothing. Graffiti Clothing is an Atlanta-based clothing designer. He's actually creating the outfit for me for the event, so I'm very excited about that. Let's see, who else is on my page? Let me see who else is on here. I can tell y'all. There we go. OPP Studios. He's actually going to be my photographer and videographer for the event. He's an Atlanta-based fashion photographer. He's actually going to be taking pictures at the event, so that way guests can actually get a printed picture right there on the spot for a small fee, so that's going to be pretty cool. Of course, Via Restaurant is on my site. It's a beautiful location. Definitely go through there. We are going to have some food and beverage specials at the event next Sunday, Dreams Come True. It's not Coco Creations, it's Chisholm Media Group. I keep forgetting she changed that. Makisha, she has designed a lot of my branding over the years. The IMTM website logo, many of my event flyers in the past, comp cards for various models. She can do letterhead for you. She can design logos, business cards, a whole nine yards. A lot of my visual is because of her, so definitely check her out. She's on my website. You also can look at my personal links in regards to IMTM. You can check out the YouTube page, the MySpace pages, my Twitter page, of course my Facebook page. All of those things are on the website as well for you to check out. And other categories I have on my website include the general page, where I just have just day-to-day stuff that might happen, and I write about it. The music page, where you actually will see several of the music videos that some of the models have participated in. I have a new link called Services, in which web design, graphic design, photography, videography, anything that you can think of on the business or entertainment end that you might think that you might need, video production, music production, also will offer that through my various resources. I have a sports category, which I'm a homer. Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Hawk, Atlanta Falcon. I'm going to talk about them. So check that out as well. Also, I have a kids link. I have some beautiful young ladies and some young men that I will be working with now. One of them is the son of a friend of mine, Kenneth Clark. He's out of Tampa. Another one is actually one of the daughters of one of the models, Shanice Caldwell. Her daughter is Anicia. So Kenneth Clark II and Anicia Cobb are some young kids that I'll be working with. So definitely check out the kids page. Let's see here. Let me check, make sure I don't have any. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to let y'all listen to one of the tracks that I picked from Flying Without Wings for this evening. It's called All Stars. And as soon as that's over, I will be back, and hopefully I will be able to let y'all listen to either a couple of our guests and or a couple of our talents from IMTM Worldwide Radio and also Dreams Come True next Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia. Talk to y'all later. We'll be right back. This is All Stars from Flying Without Wings.
I out here and hating on my
all-stars.
You mad at me cause I'm a
all-star.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
I know you see my shoes.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
I know you see my shoes.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
I know you see my shoes.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
Oh, oh, now when you get
those,
I rock the high top.
I rock the note joint.
It's not an all-star.
Without the 5 points.
See, mine are custom made.
That means it's right, yeah.
And if you can't afford,
just go to night, yeah.
Till
I retire, yeah.
Flying without wings.
Who you am I, yeah?
I got those royal blues.
Just call me Fight, yeah.
And got them red boys.
My feet on fight, yeah.
I know you see me in my
All-Star.
They wanna be me in my
All-Star.
I hear them hating on my
All-Star.
You mad at me cause I'm a
All-Star.
I know you see me in my
All-Star.
They wanna be me in my
All-Star.
I hear them hating on my
All-Star.
You mad at me cause I'm a
All-Star.
That was All Stars from Flying Without Wings. This is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio, live in Fort Myers, Florida, where it is kind of raining outside of Kinko's, where I'm doing the radio show tonight. Episode 14 is a show where I'm having the guests, models, talent, business people, everybody who's going to be attending Dreams Come True is going to call in and talk about themselves. Dreams Come True is something I've been thinking about for a long, long time and finally had the opportunity to put it together. So September 12th in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going to do so. So I'm going to be held at Via Restaurant. ViaRestaurant.net is where you can check out the location. It's going to take place from 8 o'clock p.m. to 12 a.m. midnight. Definitely check out the event at www.imtmworldwide.com under events, and you will see everything from, you know, how you can get advance tickets, what the dress code is, how much you're going to pay at the door, who's going to be there as far as the guests. Everything is broken down, so, you know, all you got to do is go and check it out. Definitely do so. So if you're in Atlanta or wherever else, because I have people from New York, Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Florida, and North Carolina coming to this event. So if you're in Atlanta, definitely come. And if you're somewhere else and you just want to get out of town, definitely come. Have a great list of people coming, very professional, very noteworthy in regards to the particular energy that industry that they pertain to. And I know them, and I like them, and they're pretty cool. So you should come just because of that. Also tonight I'm talking about a topic for the hour. Do you have to experience bad things to learn the lesson? There's been things that have happened in the last couple of weeks to where it's kind of been thrown into my face, so to speak, and it's kind of painful. And so it's a matter of I want to talk about it. So, you know, I'm asked that topic question to the few who definitely want to talk to me about it or have an opinion, you know, either or. Tonight is a freestyle show, so really anything that anybody wants to talk to within reason, I'm going to let them talk about. So definitely I want them to talk about themselves. I want them to call in and say, hi, my name is, and, you know, so that y'all, the audience, can find out who some of these people are for the first time. I will also be playing some music from Flying Without Wings. I just played All Stars. Later I'm going to play a couple others. And if you want to be someone who has their music played on my show, it has to be independent. It has to be clean. When I say clean, you just can't be killing and just raping everybody. There's limits, okay? So I have to approve it. But if you want to find out how to do so, email me at imtmworldwide@gmail.com, the name of your group, the track, and we'll go from there. I'll tell you what you have to do to be able to have it included. Definitely, of course, like I said, check out the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, for all of the other links IMTM has, whether it be YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. All of my information is on there. Check out the models. Check out the actresses. Check out the people that I say are really good at what they do in their industries. All of their links are on the page. So definitely please do that for me. I'm going to talk about again a little bit about my topic of the hour. Do you have to experience bad things to learn the lesson? At the beginning of the show, I kind of, you know, gave some generalities. I don't think I'm going to get into any specifics, really, but I want to be able to have some callers call in for me to be able to do that. A text message. Hold on. Let's see. Who is it? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Someone's asking me what time they should call, and I'm going to tell them now. All right. As far as my topics for discussion, whether or not you're a young man, you're a young woman, you're growing up, you're getting old, whatever the case, you have television, you have your parents, you have your friends, you have teachers that, you know, there's precedence when it comes to what people have done in the past and what people will do in the future. Once you know that, I would think it'd be a benefit to look at those things and take them to heart and say, okay, I don't want to repeat this, you know. And so if I do bring up an example, let's, you know, I don't have nothing against Mr. T.I. I think he's a pretty good artist, you know, when it comes down to music. I don't really listen to that much, but he is an artist that I do respect. But on the actions, you know, it's kind of not cool on the basis of, you know, he just served time, he's on probation, and yet somehow or another certain things are in his vehicle that would cause him to possibly go back to jail. Now, at a certain point, yes, I know the rep thing comes into play, you know, and everything. And just even coming from Miami today, there was a track that Jerrica Lynn was playing. He actually said that in one of his songs, where, you know, he's not going to change. He's not going to, you know, go away from how he usually is or whatever, whatever. But at a certain point, where does it end? You know, do you just keep on, keep on? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't lose everything. You know, I think it's just, I don't know, I think at a certain point you just want to pull back just a little bit. You know, you put yourself in a position, whether or not it's a dangerous position or not, you just want to learn, you know, and not do it anymore. Because if people, you know, quote unquote, let you off the hook, and then you do it anyway again, you know, do they have any, are they going to have an inclination to, you know, give you some slack again, or are they going to proverbially throw the book at you, you know? I have, you know, that's another example I can bring up. If most of you have, you know, watched the movie Wall Street, you know, the sequels is coming out, and, you know, one of the lead characters, Gordon Gekko, got put into prison for doing a whole bunch of, you know, legal stuff and making a lot of money and stuff, and it seems like in the movie, it looks like he's gotten out and he's going to do it again. You know, did he learn his lesson? Maybe not. Maybe so. Does he care? Probably not, as far as the character is written. You know, so maybe sometimes, you know, the lesson being learned, it is not even enough. It's just a matter of people have a propensity of pain, you know, sorrow and whatnot. So I guess that's my point. You know, at a certain point, do you just keep on keeping on with things that make you sad, things that, you know, could possibly make you depressed if you can change it, you know? But if you just keep putting yourself in that position, you know, do you not care, you know? And I guess that's what it gets to with me, because I do care with, you know, the things that, you know, happen with people that I know. But then at a certain point, you have to say, okay, well, they're not going to stop these actions that keep putting them in the same position. And that's what I get worried about. And I have to, you know, I have to be concerned, because also my company is involved. My name is involved, and people know that. People know who I supposedly, you know, work with, either on a regular basis or a permanent basis. And once things start getting out about certain people, you know, it's hard to, you know, I always say and joke, I don't have Diddy money, you know, to make stuff disappear, you know, and it's a difficult situation. So definitely, you know, I want to see what other people's opinions are as the evening progresses, as the topic of the hour, and just see what you think. Let's see. I believe Gerland Lentz is going to be calling me from New York pretty soon. I know she's traveling. She just texted me. What time? Because I've been away all day. Let's see. All right, Jason Lee LeBron just hit me up. I'm going to hit her back real quick on Facebook here. Definitely check me out on Facebook. What is it? Facebook.com/Chris.Royster13, I think, and you'll pull up my page. And you'll see pretty much everything you see on the website for the most part. I also just created, while I'm thinking about it, a new Facebook fan page, so you can link into that as well. Call now. See, I'm trying to schedule people as I do the show at the same time. It's so fun. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take another break. 33 minutes in. Okay, cool. I'm going to take another break. I am going to play another song by the group Flying Without Wings. No, I'm not going to do that because I see somebody is just online. I think I know who it is. So let's find out real quick. Hi, caller. This is Chris. Who is this?
This is Gerland Lentz.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Chris?
Doing pretty decent. Well, I'm thankful that you were able to call in. I know you're busy. I know you're kind of moving around up there. What I would like you to be able to do briefly is just kind of tell the audience, you know, your name, where you're from, and what you do.
Okay. Yes, my name is Gerland Lentz, and I'm living in New York, and I'm an actress, singer, and I also do a little bit of dancing. And Chris is my manager, and we're doing a lot of good things over here in New York. And soon, you guys should stay alert for some of my work that will be coming on TV and some movies also. And also, I want to say that you guys should look out for me at Dreams Come True on September 12th in Atlanta. Thank you.
Yeah, that sounded great. All right, tell everyone the at least one of the, I know the, as far as the television programs, tell some of them the name of that particular show, if you can.
Okay, there are different ones. There's a show called Reverse where I play the villain, and it's a female bounty hunter type of show that will be showing on DirecTV on Channel 225. And also there's another show named Precious Brownie, where I play a guidance counselor. And this show also will be playing in the same channel, and it should be around October. They should start looking out for it. Yes.
Okay. Well, I know you're excited about those projects. I'm definitely excited about you up there. I know we've been, you know, submitting to, you know, various projects and everything. We know that, you know, it takes a little bit longer on the, you know, the casting side when it comes to, you know, features and things of that nature as far as calling that.
Okay.
But I'm anticipating some, you know, big things from you up there. Of course, I'm coming up there to visit, you know, soon.
And I look forward to it. I can't wait. I'm excited.
I know. So, you know, because like I said, by the end of this year, the possibility of having, you know, a presence in New York, L.A., you know, and Atlanta, and possibly Miami all at the same time is actually, you know, staring me in the face. I guess I can kind of mention it to you right now on the air, if I hadn't already. The thing that what happened the other day is, or actually this week, is that not too far after Dreams Come True, I might be going out to L.A.
Okay.
There's a possibility of some things going down to where, you know, a possible move to L.A. is even in the picture. So a lot of stuff has happened since the last time we talked. So now I'm telling you now in front of everybody. Yay. I'll break down the details after the show is over or whatever. But the thing of it is that I'm still going to be coming out to New York either or. Whatever decision ends up happening as far as L.A., but I'm excited because, like I said, for the first time, I'm actually be able to, you know, be on both coasts, and that'll be really cool. So for everybody, at the end of the day, definitely excited to see you in Atlanta next weekend.
Yeah, and also I want to let the people know, so, you know, soon as it will be Fashion Week down here in New York, and I will be part of Fashion Week, and they should look out for me also.
Oh, excellent. Okay. See, I didn't know that. That's a new No,
cool. I just find out. Yeah, I just find out on Friday. So, yeah.
Oh,
so I'll be part of Fashion Week. Yes.
Well, we definitely have some stuff to talk about then. Cool.
All right.
Well, let me ask you this, because right now I don't know if you got to hear what I talked about as far as my topic of the hour. I just want to get your quick opinion, and I'll let you go because I know you're busy.
Okay.
The topic is, do you have to experience bad things to learn the lesson? And the reason I say that is that there's been some things that have happened recently to people that I know, or I shouldn't say to people, I should say actions have occurred. I'll say it like that. And the thing that is that, do you have to have the bad things happen, or do you put yourself into a position for them to happen to learn the lesson rather than see the examples of it happening to other people to learn the lesson? And what do you think about that?
Okay, what I think about this. I've always followed the philosophy of learning from other people's mistakes than to learn from my own mistakes, because I think saving myself the trouble of going through the experience and by looking at what other people have been through and draw from that, so I can be in less trouble. I think it's better that you learn from others, you know, mistakes instead of making your own. And I don't know. Some people do think different, but I think that you should always try to keep yourself from not getting into trouble. Gather all the information that you can to make any decision that you're going to make, to make sure that as much as possible that you can keep away the bad things that can happen. Eventually, you cannot put out everything, but I think you should always try your best to do everything you can, learn everything, ask questions before you make a decision or do something so that you can prevent bad things to happen to you, because it is better to learn from someone else mistake than to learn from your own. I think so, because that's why we have like older people. They live life already, and they've been through, you know, you learn from those who've been there, and then you learn their mistake. You learn all the bad things that happens to them, and from there you can, you know, build for your own experience. So yeah, that's my view on this. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the detail, because, like I said, I want people to just know that there are opinions out there, and, you know, I mean, that's pretty much how I think about it, but like I say, there might be someone else who thinks differently, and I want to get to hear, you know, what they have to say about it, but I definitely thank you for that. Well, I'm going to let you go, because I want to, you know, try to make sure I, you know, get some others on the line, but I'm so glad that you were able to call in. Like I said, you're one of the newer people that I'm getting to work with, and you're in the city that I've always wanted to, you know, have some kind of a foothold in. So, like I said, I'm definitely excited, you know, to be able to come up eventually and get to hang out and get to do some stuff, you know, go to some go-sees, things of that nature, readings, script readings. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to get to meet you in person, you know, next Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Very excited for that. So be on the lookout, everyone. Yeah, so be on the lookout for her. Again, you can actually go to the website under testimonies, and you can get to see a little glimpse of her. Be looking out for some video of her soon, you know. And I think that's about it. So if anything, I'll definitely call you later tonight, and we can catch up on some other stuff, okay?
All right. Okay, cool. Fun night. All right, bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone, that was Ms. Gerlarn. She's actually in Brooklyn, New York, and I definitely will be getting to see her next Sunday at Dreams Come True, of course. As she mentioned, she will be in Atlanta. She's coming down with a few of her friends from New York. I know I'll be visiting her before the end of the year for a period of time, so I'm very excited about that. It'll be my first trip to Atlanta, not to Atlanta, but to New York. since 2001, when, of course, the towers came down. So very excited about that. In the meantime, let me check Facebook real quick, see what's going on over here. And if anything, definitely call in, 347-326-9591. You can talk about whatever you want. We can talk about my topic of the hour. We can talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know. But definitely, you know, get a chance to call in. Okay, nobody's in the chat room. Just wanted to make sure. All right, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to take a quick break. Since Gerline called in, she stopped my other break. So I'm going to take one now. Let's see. Let me just make sure. I'm going to hesitate for a second for everybody. In the meantime, definitely go to the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Check out all the information about Dreams Come True. It's next week. We have some great sponsors. We've got some great guests coming. Many of the talent that I've worked with for a long time are going to be at this event. The Collins Twins are going to be there. They're in Atlanta. Crystal Elise is coming up from Miami. Jason Lee LeBron, Tia Geist, Kalinda Asante, Jerrica Lynn, Beatrice Jean, all coming up from Florida. Jasmine Stacks, I believe, is coming from Florida as well. From Tennessee, I think Majida G and Letitia Anderson are coming. Quanita Copeland's coming from North Carolina. And, of course, like I said, Gerland is coming from New York. There's a lot of people going to be there. Can't name everybody. I'm hoping they call in. See, what's going to happen is I'm going to end up doing a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to make sure that I do get everybody to call in, because I really want everybody to know who everybody is. And I want to get them to, you know, talk about themselves. It's important. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to let y'all listen to, Oh, okay. This is Xray Aladesh from Flying Without Wings. Remember, Flying Without Wings is now in L.A., and I'm very excited with their move out there. But here's one of their songs called Xray Aladesh. Check it out. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
I know you see my hoodie, XB Aladesh. I know you see my shoes, XB Aladesh. I know you peep the brain, XB Aladesh, XB Aladesh. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizard, XB Aladesh. I know you see my fitted, XB Aladesh. I know you peep my tea, XB Aladesh, XB Aladesh. That means I'm also fresh. See when I'm coming through, ninjas don't got a clue. My style on another level, higher than the moon. I'm feeling all the tunes on your mummified couches. Look like a Dr. Robotnik, I'm supersonic now. And I live begin running miles around your speed. If you're trying to catch me, you probably need a siege. Or falling behind as if you were special needs. And I can just imagine the help that you would need. And oh, that was so unpolitical. But please tell me, why is it critical? I'm feeling super duper on my metaphysical. But I'm all a guest when you check my physical, it's no competition. I'm on a mission, they call me Eagle Eye. I got superior vision, I'm above and beyond what you're usually on. So XB Aladesh, why the rest is just something less. I know you see my hoodie, XB Aladesh. I know you see my shoes, XB Aladesh. I know you peep the brain, XB Aladesh, XB Aladesh. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizard, XB Aladesh. I know you see my fitted, XB Aladesh. I know you peep my tea, XB Aladesh, XB Aladesh. That means I'm also fresh.
Gee, they weren't expecting me to come out like this, bro. So it's only right I break their hearts and the mold. I'm a beast, yeah, on animals. Eating ninjas up, call me Mrs. Hannibal. The fitted is so fresh, it isn't tangible. And this is not a test, I'm on my missing mode. So fly, they are not landable. And the flow so hard, it isn't manageable. I'm on my XB Aladesh. I XB Aladesh and my XB Aladesh. I'm flying without wings, so I'm something unheard of. I got my own strength, I'm the one that they learn from. Ha! It's ironic what I'm flowing, bro. I feel I'm caring with the words that I'm feeling, though. Oh, it's XB Aladesh. And what does it mean? It means I'm also fresh.
I know you see my hoodie, XB Aladesh. I know you see my shoes, I know you peep the brain, XB Aladesh, XB Aladesh. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizard, XB Aladesh. I know you see my fitted, XB Aladesh. I know you peep my tea, XB Aladesh, XB Aladesh.
that means I'm also fresh.
I know you see me, but now you can't see me. So FBI dash, go ahead and check my fresh. I know you see me, but now you cannot see me. So FBI dash, go ahead and check my fresh.
I know you see my hoodie, FBI dash. I know you see my shoes. I know you peep the brain, XB Allah Dash, XB Allah Dash. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my socks, XB Allah Dash. I know you see my fitted, XB Allah Dash. I know you peep my tea, XB Allah Dash, XB Allah Dash. That means I'm also fresh.
Hi, y'all. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back again live from Fort Myers, where it's getting darker, but the rain has stopped. I'm at Kinko's on Cleveland doing my radio show tonight. Looks like I'm going to end up doing, I just did on Facebook a couple of consecutive shows for the first time. I haven't done it yet because of just scheduling and things of that nature, but I'm pretty determined to try to have people who want to be on the show to talk about themselves and be on the show. There's a lot of people who are working right now. Jericho Lynn is at work, I know. Krista Elise went to work earlier, so she wasn't going to be able to call in, so I'm giving her a quick shout-out. Jason Lee, I think, is trying to call in, but she hit me up on Facebook. So there's like a lot of people who I want to be able to have everyone here on the show live. So I am going to probably work some stuff out to where I can get some more people, you know, available to call in, because I know some of them definitely want to call and they're just not available. Also, as far as the sponsors and guests, Chef Troy Walker, he just tried to call me on the number, so I know he's going to be calling in soon. And some other people. I think my DJ E. Shorty, is going to try to call in before the end of the hour, hopefully. So we'll see. What I've been talking about tonight, my topic of the hour, do you have to experience bad things to learn the lesson? My actress in New York, Melanne Lentz, she is called, and her opinion was, we have older people that have experience to go by, to where you don't have to do those things over and over again. We have a bookmark, you know, so to speak. So that's our opinion. So definitely, you know, call in. Hopefully we can talk and, you know, ask and answer the question. Definitely, of course, I have an event coming up next week. I'll be talking about it every day up until next Sunday, September 12th. If you go to www.imtnworldwide.com under events, you will find out all the information about Dreams Come True, the time, the location, advanced tickets, who's going to be there, everything. The event flyer is there. You can check that out as well. So please do so. When you go to the website, you can also check out all the other information about innovative model and talent management. You go to different categories, actresses. You get to see a pretty nice spoof video from the Collins twins about the different type of models. You'll see a spoof commercial from Jericho Lynn, the Old Spice commercial Terry Crews came out with a couple of months ago. You'll see that. You'll see footage from Danny Monique, a strong actress that you're going to see a lot of in the future. I think her episode of Meet the Browns is coming out soon. So you'll get to see a lot of different people there. So definitely check out the website. In the meantime, I think I'm about to pick up a caller. I think I know who this is. So let's see. Hold on one moment. Hey, it's Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Who might this be?
This is Chef Troy checking in.
Here you go. It's the man right here. Man of the hour. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty decent. Well, what I've been doing tonight is basically giving people an opportunity to, one, of course, talk about themselves and, you know, who they are and whatnot. Galand up there in Brooklyn, she just called and, you know, talked about herself as far as what she's doing and she's, you know, how she's going to be coming down to Atlanta. So give us a little brief history of Chef Troy.
My history, I'm from New York originally, the Bronx. I've been living in Atlanta 15 years. I've been a chef for 15 years, and I've just now started doing my own thing, putting some more time into myself,
mm-hmm.
and doing the personal chef thing, doing catering, and just trying to make a name for myself, trying to get out there.
Okay, I hear you. Well, of course, in Atlanta, there's always competition in every field. In regards to doing personal chef work, catering, where do you think you lie in regards to everybody else up there?
Right now, I'm at the bottom of the totem pole because I'm just getting started. This is my second year I've actually been on my own. But business is building, and I got a pretty decent following, so everything is looking up and up.
Okay. Well, one of the things I was talking about, of course, is Dreams Come True. You're going to be one of my special guests at the event next Sunday night via restaurant. What I was doing, though, is also having some of the guests talk about their opinion in regards to something I've been discussing. Do you have to experience bad things to learn a lesson? There's been some stuff going on to where it's kind of blatant, to where it seems like people just want to hurt themselves. And so
right.
I'm trying to get people's opinions in regards to, you know, is it necessary to put yourself in various bad situations to know that that's a bad thing? Or can you see from the outside looking in of other people telling you that's a bad idea, or you seeing the example for yourself, is that better? What do you think?
I mean, that's trials and tribulations of life. Some situations you got to fall and bump your head before you wake up and realize what's real and what's not. Certain situations you can avoid, certain situations you can't avoid. You just learn from it and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this: what if it's a matter of it's a repetitive occurrence? You know, you do know something bad is going to happen.
Then you need to just break away from that person or the situation and make sure that, you know, it doesn't affect you anymore if it repeats itself. One time is okay. It's a life
mm-hmm.
experience. Two times, that's on you. You let it happen.
Yeah, gotcha. That's kind of what my opinion is on it. And like I said, I'm just trying to get various, you know, voices, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, like I said, you are in Atlanta, you know, is pretty, you know, diverse as far as the culinary world. How can people get in touch with you in regards to some of the services that you're offering right now?
Right now, you can catch me at qwalker58@yahoo.com, or you can send a voicemail to my phone, which is cheftroy223@tmoblackberry.net, or you can look me up on Facebook, Troy Walker.
All right, cool. Well, hopefully all the Blackberry heads definitely listened in. I know you'll probably get some from that hopefully very soon. And like I said, at the end of the day, I wanted to make sure that I had as many people that I have coming to the event, either as a guest or a sponsor. You know, I'm calling them all industry professionals. I respect them all. I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing in their communities, and it's important for more people to get to know who they are and what they do. And that's why, you know, even after tonight, probably the next couple of days, I'm going to do some more shows, because I know certain people were traveling, certain people are at work and weren't available tonight. So I do want to be able to, you know, give everybody a chance to, you know, have their voice heard. And, you know, because like I said, even after the show is over, people can go right back and listen to the show. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So I'm going to be blasting the link, you know, all night long until next Sunday pretty much. So
right.
I'm excited about that aspect. So, well, I
appreciate
really appreciate
the opportunity.
Yeah, man. Oh, and by the way, everyone, this is like the first time I even get to meet Chef Troy. You know, we've known each other for a good year and a half plus. But it's all just been online and on the phone. So, like, this is our first time even meeting. You know, before I left Atlanta, it just never happened, and then I moved. So, you know, I'm pretty excited to get to meet him as well as some of the others I've not met before. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's 2010. It's not Little House on the Prairie. You can do a lot of stuff online and on the phone. Okay? I got people who always kind of get kind of antsy about wanting to do something, but I'm like, I mean, if you just don't want to talk to me, yeah, that might be an issue. But otherwise, I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I got 4 MySpace pages. You know, I have a MyTouch phone by, you know, HTC. I see everything. So it's not that difficult. You just don't want it to be. So, like
you imagine how the world would be without cell phones?
Oh, man, I think about it all the time. You know, like I said, just last week when I didn't have internet at the time. Well,
right.
I didn't have power at the time, and then my phone went off. That basically meant I was off the grid,
right?
You know, literally. And it's like, I don't even know how you can think about just not being, you almost don't exist. That's all I can think about. It's like, I don't know what to do. So, but anyway, this is what it is today. And like I said, people take advantage of the technology that, you know, are lent to them. You know, a lot of good stuff can happen, and that's why I've worked so hard of building, like, my, you know, putting the website together visually, things of that nature. And then, like I said, just staying in communication with different people and reaching out. And my thing is, if you do reach out, the worst that can happen is somebody says no, but they might say yes.
Exactly. You never know if you don't try.
You never know unless you try. That's like one of my biggest mottos right there. So, but in the meantime, like I said, I got a week to go. I'm going to be trying to, you know, finish the push of this. I have some extra little aspects I'm adding to the event that I've just found out. So hopefully everybody will, you know, enjoy those. I'm just kind of, you know, trying to close out other little things and making sure that, the trip itself is a smooth one, things of that nature, make sure everybody's going to be there as far as that goes. And just hopefully we have a great audience. Like I said, I'm looking to have, just different people come, you know. And I think it's going to be great. So, but
cool. I look forward to meeting you, man, and I'm excited myself.
All right. Well, like I said, I know you've been, like I said, you are, you know, have been, you know, definitely help on this event. So I definitely, you know, want to say thank you in front of the audience for sure. And like I said, the audience, you need to come and meet this guy. You need to meet him in person, and, you know, definitely hit him up on his links that he just, you know, threw out there, his email, his BlackBerry, his Facebook. Hit him up. The man knows what he's doing. He can, if you're hungry, he can feed you. I mean,
None of my people are hungry, man. If you're with me, you're going to eat good every day, all day.
There you go. Solve a problem right there. So, like I said, I have so many different people who can solve an issue that you might have. It's crazy. But you won't find out unless you show up. You know, you have to be there in person. And that's all you really want. That should be enough. That's right. That should be enough in itself. So if you don't want to see me, come see Chef Troy. There you go. All right, man. Well, I'm gonna let you go. I'm actually walking around Kinko's right now, so I'm about to go see if anybody else is on the line. So I'm about to find that out. But definitely, anytime I do have a show, of course, feel free to call in or whatever the topic might be, things of that nature. You know, you're always a guest, man.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. That was Chef Troy Walker, based in Atlanta, Georgia. Like I said, I've known him, I swear, it might be almost 2 years now, actually, to the day where we first came across each other. And it was always a matter of, just scheduling. I mean, even though we were in the same city, you know, he was busy, I'd be busy, moving around, things of that nature. But this time, we know we're going to meet. So that's going to be pretty cool. We'll have the event banner up, and we'll take some, you know, GQ pictures for everybody. So that would be, you know, pretty nice. Let's see. How long do I have before the show is over? Okay. So let's see. So tonight I've had Gerlon Lentz from Brooklyn, New York call. I had Chef Walker, Troy Walker from Atlanta call. Gerlon's going to have some TV shows debut in the near future, in October. If you're in the New York market, definitely be looking out for her shows. Chef Troy is building his personal chef business as well as catering, so definitely want to check him out. If you go to my site, you can email me if you want anybody's information. Just hit me up after the show. Of course, you go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, and you get to listen to this whole show anyway. What I'm going to do is www.imtnworldwide.com, Dreams Come True, September 12th. Got to be there. If in Atlanta, 8 to 12. It's not going to be too late. This is not a club event. People are not going to just be bouncing around like Big Booty Judy or Waka Flocka. Nothing against them, but it's not that kind of event. At the end of the day, if you see the event flyer, it's to make people want to be interested. I'm not going to dissuade people from being themselves because I have lovely people. I have lovely black people, and they happen to look a certain way. I'm not going to put them in, you know, sweaters and house coats to hide that, but I don't have anything that is, you know, I guess all you got to do is look at my site. All you got to do is ask anybody who's ever worked with me about me. And I count that more than anything else because at the end of the day, if nobody's been doing business with me, I wouldn't be on the radio right now. You wouldn't see the website. You wouldn't see all these people in projects over a period of time on their own, you know, merit. And I think that's a big deal. And so I want people to come and or at least look at the event and make a decision, you know. And that's what I would like to do for Dreams Come True. Dreams come true for anybody. And I've had people who weren't doing much beforehand, they're doing stuff now, whether it was motivation, whether it was an idea being planted, like Inception. And I love that movie. You just have to, like I said, you have to either want it or you have to have somebody who wants it with you. But remember, even I have an article on my website, you can't have someone believe in you more than you believe in yourself. You have to have that. If not, it's not gonna go too far, because I can only do so much anyway. If I have the information, but you don't utilize the information, it's not gonna happen. Says I got 2 minutes, so what should I do in the show? Okay, what I want to do is again shout out to everybody who does work with me on a regular basis. The models, the actresses, the talent, the photographers, videographers, stylists, DJ E. Shorty, who's going to be coming, Tanisha Leslie, publisher of Jadore Magazine, Madison Kelly, editor of Don Diva, Lanisha Renee, media consultant, stylist, Jessica Wall, Tara Renee, Beatrice Bimbo, and just so many people. That's why I'm going to have to do other shows. I only have 1 minute remaining. Of course, all the ladies, you know, Krista, the twins, Jason Lee, Jerrica Lynn, Beatrice Jean, Kalinda, Amaryllis, Quanita, Tisha, Majida, Gerlon, Kavita, Shanae. Oh, man, I forgot about Kavita, Shanae. Just everybody. Like I said, I'm going to do a couple of shows. Y'all better call in. That's all I got to say. Y'all going to hear this. Y'all better call in. I'm going to do a couple of shows tonight. I have 90 seconds. Also, there happened to be something that happened this week to where I might be able to move out to L.A. So it's possible for me to have a location in L.A., New York, Miami, and Atlanta by the end of 2010, which would be great. So wish me well on that. In the meantime, imtmworldwide.com, blogtalkradio.com/imtmworldwide. Check me out. Definitely try to come out to Dreams Come True September 12th in Atlanta, Georgia at Via Restaurant from 8 to 12. All the information is under castings at www.imtmworldwide.com. This is Chris signing off, and I will hopefully be talking to you tomorrow night. Peace.
We gonna do it for B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. We gonna do it so B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. Bring on the goose, a little extra loose, baby. Bring that velveteen. We gonna mix it all, you gonna think it was New Year's. Bring on the goose, a little extra loose, baby. Bring that velveteen. We gonna mix it all, you gonna think it was New Year's. Baby, wanna go in party, party. Sip it up for Cardi, Cardi. I'm gonna dance, I'm so unstoppable. FW2, so untoppable. Oh, they look at me like ooh la la. I'm crazy, it's like Miss Gaga. But if I ever meet Miss Gaga, I'ma eat it up like rah 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 rah. Here we go, pour it up and drink some more. And this before we even hit the club, so we be so toe up before we hit the dough. Mix the light with the dark, we sipping on the jungle fever. Ready, set, hit the mark, ironic will make you a believer.
Put your hands in the air, ain't no party like this.